Come to me and you will find rest for your souls. Take my yoke upon you because my burden is easy and my yoke is light. And we want to respond to you in love this morning, Father. We want to come to you. We're not here to play games, Lord. We're not here to play church. Ons is nie hierso om deur mense gesien te word, Here. U sien reg deur ons. U ken ons harte deur en deur. En ons is hierso om die lewendige God te aanbid en die naam groot te maak. All our pretenses, Lord God, and all our issues we lay aside and we lay it at the feet of the cross this morning. And that indeed is the cry of our heart this morning, Lord God, as we sang, come, come, Lord Jesus, come. We lay it all down because today could be the day. The Spirit of God, would you visit with us this morning? Would you change our hearts and change our lives? Lord, we, all of us this morning, and especially me, we acknowledge our dependency upon you. I don't have a fancy sermon or clever words to tickle people's ears or to entertain anybody, Father. I'm a man desperately in need of grace. Let your grace be upon us this morning, Lord. I thank you that you is what makes today special. You, Lord God, are watching over your word to perform it. And you declare that it will achieve the purposes for which you sent it forth, and it shall not come back to you empty-handed and null and void. We believe with you, Lord God, that the ministry of your word this morning, as we sit down at this table that you have prepared for us in the presence of our enemies, in the midst of a dying world. Thank you that we can eat the bread of life and drink living water. And thank you that it will bear much fruit, so that when we walk out of these doors today, we can know you more, Lord God, and be more like Jesus, to the praise and glory of your name. We bless you for that, in Jesus' mighty name. And all God's people said, amen and amen. How long before Jesus returns? I submit to you, possibly as long as it takes for a match to burn out. Jesus can come at any moment in time. And in preparing for this, I thought, Lord, people have been saying this for thousands of years. I thought to myself, Lord, I've been hearing this since I started walking with you, which is 30 years ago. Where are you, Lord? But it can come like this. In Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 25, is this mine? Mine's here. Yes, ma'am. In Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 25, many, many years, myself included, Christians have been teaching that this scripture speaks about us fellowshipping together, and we must get together as believers. And I'm going to read it to you this morning, and I'm going to submit to you incorrectly. So I also sort of mistaught and misread the context of this scripture. I'm going to explain to you this morning why it is so. And I've entitled this message, The Power of Encouragement. And in Hebrews 10:25, it says, and let us not neglect our meeting together, as some people do, but encourage one another. Everybody say, encourage one another. Encourage one another. Encourage the people around you, especially now that the day of His return is drawing near. And like I said, we, myself included, have incorrectly used that scripture many, many years to say that. This is a scripture that says you must keep coming to church. It's not actually true. This place and only one other place in the Bible, 2 Thessalonians 2 and verse 1, is the other place and the only two places in Scripture where it uses these words. And what it simply means is the gathering together to Christ. That's what it means. It's not speaking about us getting together as the church. That there is a noun, this a numwoord, this nie a werkwoord nie. It's a noun, not a verb. It speaks about the gathering together to the Lord. And it says, we must encourage one another. Don't start forsaking the gathering together. It means don't stop speaking about and encouraging one another with the fact that we're going to be gathered together to the Lord. And especially now as you see the day approaching, speaking about the Lord Jesus Christ coming back. Why? Because there was somebody that sent a false rumor and a letter out to the church that the day of the Lord Jesus had already come. And Paul was there and he was teaching on this and he said, guys, this is what's going to happen when Jesus returns. So to quench this rumor and to dispel this lie, these scriptures were written, don't neglect our meeting together. Don't neglect, and I'm going to paraphrase, us being gathered to the Lord Jesus Christ. It's only two places in the Bible that this particular word is used. Yeah? And 2 Thessalonians 2 and verse 1. Maar nog steeds, dis nog steeds awesome om kerk toe te kom. Is dit nie so nie? I don't know about you, but I enjoy this church. Hallelujah. And three others also do. Hopefully God will work in the hearts of the rest. But how much time do we really have left before Jesus comes back? Some people live their lives trying to work out and calculate exactly when Jesus will come back. I want to submit to you how we should be living, brothers and sisters. It's not so much about when Jesus is coming back, but the fact as to whether or not we are ready when he does come back. Can I get an amen on that? It's easier just to live right all the time with God so that when he comes back, well, when he comes back, he comes back. It doesn't matter when he comes back. And in preparing for this message, I thought about this. I thought, and this dropped in my spirit at our care group meeting on Thursday night. We had awesome, awesome fellowship at our care group meeting. As jy nie weet wat dit is nie, dit is 'n omgee groep waar ons in die week, we do life together. Dit is nie 'n Bible study nie. Ja, die Bible gaan gebestudeer word, but it's not a Bible study. It's not a teachy, preachy thing. It's about guys and ladies just getting together and doing life together. I want to encourage you, my brother, my sister, please, in the name of Jesus, if you're not involved in a care group, get involved in a care group. Your life will change forever. And we were in the care group meeting this week, and this dropped in my spirit. When you sit down and you have a nice, hearty meal. Ek praat van 'n tyd wanneer jy jouself raak eet. How many of you can relate to what I'm saying? You eat not because you're hungry, you eat just because the palate wants more. And you just keep feeding your pie hole, and that's fine. And you eat, and you're full. And you're beyond satisfied. You're actually uncomfortably full. Julle kan julle vereenselwig met dit wat ek sê, nee, because we do that. Even I do that too, from time to time. And then guess what? When dessert comes, oh boy. Listen, you don't have dessert because you're hungry. You don't have dessert because you're hungry. You have dessert because it's lekker. There's just something about it. Am I right? Now, ladies and gentlemen, exactly the same applies to Christian fellowship. You might not be at a place where it's going bad in your life or there's any particular trouble or problem, or you might love the Lord and be walking with the Lord and things are just going like it, but there's something special about getting together. I'll be the first one to admit, I am nothing special. That was your opportunity to say, oh no, my baby, you're one of a kind. I'm warm for your form, you're my man. But she said nothing. Daar sit sy in stilte. Here, forgive her. I'm nothing special. If you know me, you'll know I'm nothing special. But something happens when we get together at church on Sunday. Something happens when we get together in this place and the Spirit of God starts to move. And the Scripture is telling us to encourage each other when we do this. And even more so as we see the return of the Lord getting closer and closer and closer. This applies to Christian fellowship. Psalm 133 and verse 1, it says, how wonderful and how pleasant it is when brothers live together in harmony. That does not say how wonderful and how pleasant it is when the brethren dwell together and agree on everything. It doesn't teach that at all. All you need to do to discover that is to come to church. Hallelujah. And you'll see how the brethren kan met mekaar verskil. You'll see that. But harmony is a different thing when we gather together for the single purpose, and that is meeting the Lord, that He can pour love into the cracks of our differences and help us see each other the way He sees us. That's what it says. Behold, it's cool to fellowship together. That's what the Scripture is saying. Psalm 133 and verse 1. So what are we supposed to encourage each other with? I want to say to you that I'm just being real this morning because we're family here this morning. This half and half afgewater, as she say, yeah, encourage each other with the fact that Jesus is coming. Because I'm gonna ask you to be honest with yourself this morning. How many of you have never heard anything along the lines of Die Here kom weer? How many of you have never ever heard that before? Nobody. We've all heard it. So it runs the risk, so to speak, of being afgewaat and, yeah, Jesus is coming. But why can we take courage in that? I shared in the care group this morning, this week, when we gave each other an opportunity, daar's vir ons gevra, is daar enige iets waarvoor ons kan bid? Is there something we can pray for? Anybody got a challenge? And I said, yes. I'm going to be real with you. I am fighting against a root of bitterness and hatred taking ground and hold in my heart because of this, the mess of other people. I battle with stupid. In my arrogance, I think that I don't ever do anything stupid. I mean, how stupid can I be to think that? Hello? Let me just see the man reflected in the mirror. And I'm battling with the nonsense that people, the nonsense wat hulle aanjaag in hierdie land. Ladies and gentlemen, I am battling with it. And can I tell you now, if I let that root of bitterness and hatred get in my heart, the enemy has got me exactly where he wants me. He's got me playing right into his hands. And all I'll be is a clanging cymbal and a sounding brass. Iemand wat op 'n Sondag opstaan en warra, 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 warra. And no life-changing power with the love of Jesus to affect anybody with his love, because I've let this thing get hold of me in my heart. And that's what I battled with. I battled with that. And then Rai wat se liedjie het ons gespeel in die omgee groep. Come Jesus, come. And it says, Lord, we're longing for the day when you right every wrong. And those are some of the things that we can encourage each other with. That Jesus is going to He's going to right every wrong when He comes, and He's going to make all things new. Why must God give us a new heaven and a new earth? Well, because these ones are used. They're second hand. And God is not into second, third, fourth best. He's into the best. The best. That's why He sent Jesus. Ladies and gentlemen, these are some of the things we can encourage each other with. Jesus is going to come and He's going to right all the wrongs in your life, man. He's going to fix that which the devil has messed up in your life. The mistakes you've made is going to be washed under His blood and may already be washed under His blood. And that what the devil has come and messed up in your life, He's going to come and He's going to right all of these wrongs. That, to me, is more encouraging than Jesus is coming. This is encouraging to me that Jesus is going to come and He's going to right every wrong. He's going to make all things new. Hallelujah. Come, Lord Jesus, come. There was a time several years ago that because of the right atmospheric conditions at the right time, there was a circular rainbow around the sun. And my sister-in-law phoned me. Mossy, are you still here? She just wanted to check because she thought the rapture taking place. She thought, if Mossy's still here, then I'm okay. I'll give you my word. She phoned to find out if I'm here. Panic got hold of her and set in. Now, ladies and gentlemen, for some people, the return of the Lord is a fearful thing. The Bible says it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. The Bible speaks about signs and wonders. For some people, they're wondering what's going on. For die wat deur die skrif ingelig is, it's a sign. He's coming. He's coming. He's coming. He's on His way. He's on His way. That's what we can encourage each other with. We can encourage each other with this fact that wanneer al die preke gepreek is en al die dominees en die pastore en die reverends and the vicars and the whatever, hulle het allemaal hulle sê gehad en die preke het nie eens 'n verskil gemaak in ons lewens. Jesus is coming. The preacher is coming. He's coming. These are the things that we should be encouraging each other with. And why does it say, and all the more so as you see the day coming closer? Why? Because mense is maar snaakse ding, hoor. Vanaand Christene. Christians are a funny thing. We can be forgetful sometimes. We can forget that, we can forget these promises. And we can get so caught up in the things of ministry that we forget all about the God of all ministries. I want to tell you, running a church is not an easy thing. I'm not saying that to get you to feel sorry for me this morning, but mensen, phew. It's not easy. It's not easy. Sometimes you can get so caught up in the burdens and the pressures of ministry that you can just lose sight of God. And many years ago I was taught this. Son, never let ministry become anything more than the pursuit of Jesus. That's what this is about. The pursuit of Jesus. To know Him and to make Him known. To know Him and to make Him known. And that's what church is about. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Thessalonicense. Nee. Glad nie sleg nie vir 'n soutie hele. 1 Thessus. Ja, daai woord. Hoofstuk 4. In vers 15, Thessalonicense, vanaf vers 15. We tell you this directly from the Lord. So Jans Mosi is saying, I'm telling you this morning directly from the Lord. We who are still living when the Lord returns will not meet Him ahead of those who have died. Verse 16, for the Lord Himself will come down from heaven with a commanding shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with a trumpet call of God. Notice, three distinctive sounds. We see this theme throughout Scripture. That's why we must encourage and teach one another by the words of two or three witnesses and use Scriptures to back other Scriptures up. So with a commanding shout, the voice of the archangel and the trumpet call of God. First, the Christians who have died will rise from their graves. What a sight. Can you imagine what that's going to look like? People have asked me, Mazima, wat van die wat verras is? Ek weet nie. Ons gaan 'n nuwe liggaam kry. Hoe, waar, wanneer, wat, precies hoe, I don't know. I just know we're going to all get new bodies, hallelujah. God knows I need a new body. I don't know about you, but I need a new body. I need a new body. Ek is stikkend in soveel plekke. Sunday is just one big pose. Ek is stikkend in op. Some people worse, and I say that respectfully. We're going to get new bodies. Verse 17, and then together with Him, we who are still alive and remain on the earth, here it comes, ladies and gentlemen, will be caught up in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. Now, some people say, die wegraping is onskriftelik. Jy sien nie die woord wegraping in die skrif. You don't see the word rapture. Hello? Because if you're looking for the word rapture, you probably read right past it. There's a picture painted for you in words that says, call it what you want, but we're going to meet the Lord in the air. We're going to meet the Lord in the air. It's clear. It's not open to different hermeneutics and doctrinal interpretation. It is clear. We're going to meet the Lord in the air. Come on, man. It's not complicated. We're going to meet the Lord in the air. And then we will be with the Lord forever. And then verse 18. And so encourage each other with these words. So here I am saying directly from the Lord. I'm encouraging you that those who are dead in Christ, we're not going to meet the Lord first. Those who remain are going to meet the Lord in the air. That's what we can encourage each other with. The Bible speaks about various things, and I'm not going to take the time in going to too much of a deep teaching this morning, but just so that we just have the basics to understand what we're trying to say this morning. The scripture says that Jesus is going to come like a thief in the night. When you least expect it. When you least expect it. Wanneer kom 'n dief by die huis? Ja, sometimes they come when you're at home. But they don't plan to find you at home. They hope that you're not. So they try and come when you're not at home. And then they come and do affirmative shopping. Because something and somebody decided that other people need that stuff more than you do. Hello. Meantime, die Here 'n plan. Just dare let the devil steal from somebody who's in covenant with God. We spoke about that a couple of weeks ago. Remember that. So he comes like a thief in the night. Jesus is going to come like a thief in the night. But who's he going to come like a thief in the night for? What does the Bible say about this? Is he going to come like a thief in the night for us, his children? No. No, ladies and gentlemen. 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 10. It says, but the day of the Lord. Everybody say the day of the Lord. Okay, will come as unexpectedly as a thief, and then the heavens will pass away with a terrible noise. And the very elements, there's 91 of them, I think. 91 elements in the periodic table, themselves will disappear in fire. They'll disappear in fire, and the earth and everything on it will be found to deserve judgment. Now, the Bible teaches two things. The Bible speaks about the day of the Lord, and then it speaks about the day of Christ. Now, oftentimes in Scripture, this is just a little bit of food for the hungrier. Oftentimes in Scripture, you'll see Jesus referred to from an earthly point, Jesus Christ. But from a heavenly point of view, he's referred to as Christ Jesus. Christ means the anointed one. So from the heavenly point, he's spoken of as Christ Jesus. From an earthly point, he's spoken of as Jesus Christ. Daarom in die skrif, there's two principles or ideas. There's the day of the Lord, and then there's the day of Christ. The day of the Lord is for those who are not saved. For those people, the day of the Lord will be him coming like a thief in the night. For those who are saved and ready and waiting and encouraged with these promises, it is the day of Christ. It's the day we look forward to. It's the day we look forward to. So there's the day of the Lord. Study this in your own time. And then the day of Christ. Just quick scripture references. You can see some of this in Philippians 2 and verse 16 and 2 Thessalonians 2 and verse 2. Speaks about the day of Christ as opposed to the day of the Lord. So we must encourage each other with the day of Christ. Jesus is coming back like a thief when he's unexpected by those who are not saved, by the people who are not raptured. Rapture is going to take place, and the 7-year tribulation is going to start, and at least 7 years after that, Jesus will come to finally make his home here on earth with us and establish the new heavens and the new earth. How long? We do not know, but yeah. And then we'll reign for 1,000 years, devil will come out one more time, and then be thrown back into hell forever and all eternity, and everything's done and dusted. Daar het jy eindtye teaching in 'n neerdedop, in 'n sinnetjie of twee. So what are we to encourage each other with? That the day of Christ for us is coming ladies and gentlemen, and to warn and encourage others that if they're not ready, there's still time to get ready. Ek weet nie waar is hulle in terme van die vierhoutjie van hulle lewe. How much is left? Did you see how many seconds it took for that match to be burnt? It's gone, ladies and gentlemen. It is gone. The day of the Lord can be like that. That's what we are to encourage each other with. Now there's lots to see and to hear and to study and to get signs as to when the Lord Jesus is coming back. And it's good to know that. I'm not knocking that. And it's good to be informed and to know so that you can teach other people these things. Maar moet asseblief nie die julle al jou tyd en jou ure spandeer om probeer uit te werk wanneer die Here gaan kom, and in the meantime you might not be right, and then there are other people around you who are not ready. They're busy watching you trying to figure out when he's coming back, when you could be teaching them to be ready for when he does come back. Can I get a big amen in us this morning? That's how we can be encouraging each other. That's how we can be encouraging each other. And that's what I want to do this morning, with the help of God and by his grace, to encourage each other with us. Barnabas was known as the son of encouragement. His name was Joseph, and pronounced various different ways, but also known as Barnabas, which means son of encouragement. Soos my byvoorbeeld, soos myself. My real name is Marcel, but I'm known as Mozzie because my friends call me Mozzie. Barnabas' real name was Joseph, but he was known as son of encouragement. What are you known for? Please don't be criticizing people all the time. When you open up your mouth when it comes to Christian teaching, don't let it be, hallelujah, somebody's excited about that. Criticizing all the time. Every time you do a devotion, it's about something that's wrong, something that's wrong, something that's wrong. You're always trying to fix something that's wrong. Always, you have a, ek weet nie, jy kan onderskryf wat fout is in mense se lewens heeltyd, en dis al waaroor jy praat. How's about encouraging them a little bit? I'm going to try that. How's about encouraging them a little bit? Be known as a son of encouragement, man. I'll be the first one to admit that there are lots of things to complain about and criticize in people's lives. But amen, sir. I think, I know that we need more encouragement than criticism. I don't know where you are at in your life, but I need more encouragement than criticism. And these are the things that we can encourage each other with. What are you known for? A son of encouragement or somebody of discouragement and criticism? You have like a special, special talent for spotting the speck in other people's eyes. You manage to look past the planks in your eyes. As nog steeds plek om verby te kyk, dan sien jy die spikkeltjie in ander mense se oë. You plank. While you're sitting there meditating on this, I want to show you a video clip this morning. Perhaps you've seen it before. Or you're going to watch it again. This is the reality of where we are at this morning. Ladies and gentlemen, how long before Jesus comes back?
In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. And God saw the light, and it was good.
Oh, The Bible says in Matthew chapter 24, verse 42, "Watch therefore, for you do not know the hour your Lord is coming." I want you to know, church, that Jesus Christ could come this month, or he might come next week, or he could even come...
Take stock of your life to find out where are you this morning. And God's intention this morning is not to embarrass anybody or to put anybody on the spot, but to give you an opportunity to make your life right with God. It's got nothing to do with church membership. It's got nothing to do with what you've done and everything to do with what Jesus Christ has already done. You see, folks, the truth of the matter is that none of us are good enough to make it into heaven. None of us qualify to get into heaven because of the things we've done. What makes Christianity unique is that we can have a promise of salvation based on what he has already done, and faith in the completed work of the cross. So I want you to take a few moments to close your eyes and to bow your heads in prayer right there where you're seated. And if you are 100% convinced and persuaded in your heart that you are secure in your relationship with God, then I want you to pray. Pray fervently in the Spirit right there where you are seated. And if you're seated there this morning and you're not sure, you say for yourself, Mozzie, ek is nie seker nie. As my hart nou moet gaan staan, of die Here kom nou, as die wegraping nou moet plaasvind, gaan ek een van die wees wat dan oorgebly het daarso. In die videoclip. And if that's you, I want to pray for you this morning. And I want to encourage you with this truth that Jesus is indeed coming back. And he's a gracious, loving God, and he shed his blood to pay the price for your sins. And right there where you're seated, I want you to pray. If you're not sure, maybe you've prayed a prayer like this before, but you're still not sure and you want to pray it again, that is fine. If that's you this morning, pray with me in your heart. If you are not sure, the rest of the folks continue to pray in the Spirit, please. As we pray together, and we just pray in our hearts and say, Father God, in Jesus' name, my heart has been stirred and challenged this morning, Lord, and I realize, Here, ek weet nie waar ek staan met u. I don't know if I'm ready, Lord. And because of that, Lord, I'm probably not. Lord Jesus, I know that I'm a sinner. God, I've sinned and done wrong in my life, and I accept responsibility for the sin that I have done and the wrong and the harm that I have caused. But I know that you're a loving God, a God of grace and forgiveness. And Lord, I ask that you forgive me of my sins. Please, Lord, forgive me, Jesus. Right here where I'm seated, Father, forgive me, for I am a sinner. Thank you, Jesus, for dying for me and paying the price for my sins. Because of what I read in your word, I believe in my heart that you died for me, Jesus. And therefore, I say with my mouth, I speak with my mouth and say, Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Jesus has paid for my sins. Jesus died. Jesus rose again. And Jesus is coming back again to judge the living and the dead. And I ask you, Lord God, to take my life. As I've asked you to forgive me now, I ask you to take my life. Holy Spirit, help me to live for you for the rest of my life, until my life ends or until Jesus returns. And I pray this, Lord God, from the bottom of my heart, in Jesus' name, amen and amen. Would everybody stand together, please? Everybody, the whole congregation, let's just stand together. As the deep end comes up and gets ready to minister to us one more time in a time of worship, I want to give you an opportunity this morning. Like I said, this morning is not about embarrassing anybody. I want to give you an opportunity to give somebody a chance just to pray with you. That's all. We're not magicians that have special answers and can wave a wand and make all the problems go away. We just want to pray with you and give you assurance of salvation. If you're in the congregation this morning, you prayed that prayer in your heart because you are unsure, I want you to come to the front. We'd love to pray for you, please, straight away, without further ado.